The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
So in the current business environment, companies are, well, either surviving or they are thriving. And how does incentives in an economic crisis fit into this? Well, we're going to be speaking to none other than Nicol Mullins. He's an ExCo member of the South African Reward Association. So welcome to the show tonight, Nicol.
Thanks, Cyril, and thank you very much for having me, and welcome and hi to all the listeners.
So tell me, I mean, if we look at the current business environment, you know, as we're still dealing with COVID-19, would you say that most businesses have either survived or thrived during these times?
Well, if we look at the data that's being published and the number of percentage points that has been added to unemployment figures, it is easy to say that most companies are on the edge of just surviving. Doesn't mean that they are not companies that are thriving, but by large and part in our economy and also the worldwide economy, companies are surviving. And it really is a day-to-day struggle for many organizations to balance what is currently coming their way.
So is there something you can see in the companies that are actually thriving, something they are doing right?
Sure. I think there's a couple of things that come to mind. So supply and demand always plays a role. So where there's still a high demand for products but a lower level of supply, and you see this in some of the natural resources, for instance, gold price that shot up, which is really a safe haven from an investment point of view. We see, and as the result of ShopRite taking additional market share at the moment, there's a need for certain goods and services that are being delivered. I think there's one component specifically. It is strategic timing, coupled with their ability to deliver on multiple channels. When I say channels, it's delivery channels. So it's the organizations that also have the ability to take their services and products online and still make it available to the end consumer.
And one thing I also would like to find out from you, you know, what exactly does it mean for a business to have a portfolio that's agile?
So A portfolio that's agile really speaks to the ability of a company to identify what are the products or services that are needed, how can they prioritize those products or services within their fold, organize themselves, and then manage the process throughout there. If you are an organization that is dependent on one product, one service, it's very difficult, almost impossible, to shift your revenue stream to other products. And a very simplistic example for me is typically in South Africa, when you pull up to a robot, you would find that there are tradesmen selling cell phone chargers or license disc holders. But in the last couple of months, we've seen them switch to face masks. And that is the ability to say, I might be doing the exact same thing, but do I have something else to sell to my end consumers? And having that agile portfolio and ability to move and shift your ability to generate income is what I would refer to as an agile portfolio.
All right. So also, do you think incentives might help in this process? You know, especially if you look at an organization where you sort of incentivize the right performance almost.
Absolutely. So compensation is essential during this time, and fixed compensation is what is key here. But as organizations, and as we would like to kickstart the economy as we come out of the level 5, 4, 3 and 2 lockdown era, we want to drive the performance of the business. And we need our people to align their behavior to components that drive the business. One way that organizations can do that is through monetary incentives. There's, of course, also non-monetary incentives, but the ability to incentivize people with money at this point will fulfill a need that they have for safety, security, and for also additional needs that they have. So it is a very important lever that all organizations have to help kickstart their portfolio, and to a great extent can be self-funding when designed in the right way.
If you say designed in the right way, do you have maybe one or two pointers you can maybe just share with us?
So organizations typically want to drive profitable growth. So when we say that I will incentivize you on profitable growth, it means that you need to look after the revenue, your sales figure or the top line, but also at the expenses. So there's no sense in me incentivizing staff for bringing in additional revenue but not capping on the expenses. So that counterbalance of a two-tier design process in such an incentive program allows for the right design of the scheme, and that balance is observed therein.
And also, Nicole, lastly, that I would like to ask you, you know, it is a tough time. We're all going through, like you said, kickstarting the economy again. You know, how can businesses continue to create a sense of hope, you know, for both employees and also for the local communities?
It's a very interesting question. If we reflect on history and this, many people say that these are unprecedented times, but we've been here before. Maybe not in our lifetimes, but in our parents' or grandparents' lifetimes. So opportunities like this creates friction. Friction spurs innovation. And where there are problems and challenges, there's always opportunity. So I would encourage companies to always deliver value, make sure that you solve the need, and that you align to a purpose, that you're open, honest, and transparent, not just with your employees, but your broader stakeholders as well. And that creates hope, and it's your ability to define reality, but in hope, that is where the future lies. And if you can tie all of this together, it is part of the ingredients to come out of this stronger. And of course, to have an open growth mindset that is coupled with this within the organization.
Nicole, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us this evening. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
That was Nicole Mullins, Exco member of the South African Reward Association. And of course, if you maybe just tuned in, you know, in the current business environment, companies are either surviving or thriving. And if you would like to find out why, Nicole also shared that in the beginning of the interview, you can go and listen back on ofm.co.za. This is the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fillion. Good evening.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fillion on OFM.